The research lead with Agri-Food Economic System says, given the new trade challenges being created by the U.S., Canada's ability to deal with trade issues could be stretched thin. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Under the Donald Trump administration, U.S. trade agreements, including the North American Free Trade Agreement, are being revisited. Dr. Al Mussel, the research lead with Agri-Food Economic System, says it's entirely possible that part of the U.S. strategy is to initiate an overwhelming number of challenges.
You know, we can handle trade disputes. We've had trade disputes with the United States before, unfortunately. And if we, you know, given our resource base, if we have time to react, I think we can analyze effectively, formulate a strategy, and execute on that strategy, and serve ourselves very well in terms of defending our interests. When this all comes in a very condensed period of time, and of course we're only talking about the United States at this point. We also have other considerations like the technical side of the CETA agreement with the EU and working out all of those various elements. We also have a WTO ministerial meeting that will occur late this year, which we expect that agricultural support will play a major part of. We need to be preparing for all those things too. So the worry here is that, you know, you just simply get, your capacity just gets exhausted and it's hard to do a good job.
Dr. Mussel suggests Canada is going to have to be prepared for a chaotic environment. He says the prospects of a NAFTA renegotiation and a border tax could affect currency valuations and interest rates, which would have implications for discussions aimed at setting Canada's next agricultural policy framework. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.